אז סבין אנחנו קוראים בשמי ברוך עשה אדוני אלוהים מלך העולם שהכל מיד דברו. And I said to the proprietor, I just wanted to let you know, his name is Yosef. I said, Yosef, I wanted to let you know that I gave out Nutty Buddies in Baltimore last Shabbos and everybody loved them. And he looked me in the eye and he said to me, Rebbetzin, you are the only person in this entire community who ever gives me positive feedback. And I wanted to cry. We had, last year, I said, this is just a cute story, and we will have a lot of toping, don't worry. It's not a cute story, it's a real story and a sad story, but when there was that horrible shooting in Poway, California, is it called Poway? Yeah. Rabbi Goldstein had his finger shot off and a woman died. I decided that I wanted to send flowers to the Goldstein family, and I met our local Chabad Rebbetzin, and I asked her what she thought of that idea, and she called me back and she said they actually have enough flowers that they're putting them outside. They don't even know where to put them anymore. But she said to me, they're in small town California, they're not in LA, and what they could really probably use, my guess would be, is kosher candy. And I thought to myself, something to know, travel all over the world. They just have the Kenneth Shluchas in America, 5,000 Shluchas from Chabad. They live everywhere. They're in every state, every continent, every country. They keep Kol of Yisrael wherever they are. They are sent milk and cheese. Did you know that? Isn't that wild? So I said, I am not sending Chabad Rebbetzin candy. I am sending them Chol of Yisrael yummy chocolate. And I bought the $100 box of chocolate and I sent it there. And Rebbetzin Goldstein called me and left me the most wonderful message. And I played it then for the guy from the chocolate store. And so that was his last reference to me. And he looked at me at this past time and he said, you are the only person who ever gives me positive feedback in this neighborhood. And I was very, very stunned by this. It didn't make me feel good at all. And I called a friend of mine who is in another public service sector in the neighborhood, and she said, oh, I'm so sorry that you're shocked by this. This is our reality. If you want to make it, you've got to suck it up. I get much more complaints than anything else. And the best compliment I'll get is, do it like we did it the last time. And every once in a while, I get a positive feedback afterwards. She said, what kills me most is that people complain and really are nasty to me in front of their children. And how are we going to now pass on to the next generation an attitude of gratitude? It should be educationally, as British people know they need to curtsy to the king, we as Jews should be people who are modeh. We should be thankful. We are Yehudim. And I'm going to insert a little message of Hanukkah, but next year is on Hanukkah. The message of Hanukkah is inherent in the coinage of our Alanisim, in that the Alanisim of Hanukkah is different than the Alanisim of Purim. The Alanisim of Purim ends with Vitalu, Oso Vezbanam Ala Eitz, with the hanging of Haman and his children on the tree. It tells a story, and it tells us what happened, and it tells us the miracle. The Hanukkah story ends with Hidliku Neros V'chatzos Kachacha. They lit candles. But that's not how our Alanisim ends. How does it end? V'kabu Shmona Sime Hanukkah Eitz L'chodo. Hanukkah's theme is, Rav Hutner says, Lahodos Ulahalel. Hallel really is all year round. We have it coming up lots of times. But Lahodos is Miyuchad to Hanukkah. And we're not going to discuss why now, so tune in for in 2 weeks here, which will be Hanukkah. But Lahodos is the root word is to be modeh. You know that song, modeh ani todah. Yeah, I just heard it. It's such a pretty song. I thank you every morning. Modeh. Modeh does not just mean modeh, I thank you. Modeh ani shachzarta bi nishmasi. I, anyone know? To be modeh al ha'emet means I'm agreeing, I'm admitting to the truth. Anytime we are thankful, you know what we're admitting? Anybody want to suggest from the crowd? If we're thankful to somebody, what are we admitting? Yes?
That they did something good for us?
That they did something. That I needed you. That I needed you. And from the beginning of time, Rav Dessler tells us, there was something called Kviat Tov, which means Kafoi. I think it shares a shorish with like a fist. It's like Foi. And a fist. Kafoi, spelled like this. A rebuttal of the good. I deny the good. I'm being kofar, Bo. I'm just, it's related to kofar. I'm denying it. I'm kafoi tov. I don't accept that I needed anything from you. It was coming to me. And the first example that we have of it is something we can be so proud of as women. It was Adam HaRishon. When Hashem says to him, why are you hiding? What happened? And he says, in Bereishis Gimel Yud Beis, HaIsha Asher Nasata Imadi, this woman that you gave me, he, not Nali, she gave me to eat from the tree. And that is the first example of Kviat Tov. That is the first example ever of God gave him a woman because that would be the best thing in the world for him. And he said, she did it. I'm complaining about her. And the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, which is the Medrash on that Parsha, says, had Adam not been Kafoi Tov, they could have stayed in the garden. There would have been a different punishment and a different plan, but they could have stayed in the garden. And I brought this with me as Exhibit A. This is a lovely, lovely book. It's called Let There Be Rain, A Lesson a Day of Making Gratitude Part of Your Lives. And it is by Rabbi Shimon Finkelman and Rabbi Zacharia Wallerstein. My sisters and I are about to be messiahing this book. We've been doing a lesson a day Thursday nights together, and then shmuz, 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 shmuz. And we do it for the aliyah of my father's neshama, as I do everything that I do, for the aliyah of Harav Shimon Zeid ben Yeshayahu. Shavi is the plus for him, Harin Shakara. And you can find it in your local Jewish bookstore. And it's just nice, easy lessons on how to remind us this. Rav Finkelman, Rav Wallerstein writes that when you're living a life of Hakar HaTov, it means that we're not passive in our lives. It means that we're relationship-based people. And within relationships, we return and do good one for another. We need one another. Lo tov peyot adam levado. It's not good to be alone. It's good to have others because I can give you and you can give me. And that's what relationship building is about. And once we recognize that there is good and there's good to be given in the world, we feel compelled to continue to give goodness in the world. And that keeps going. And he says that is progress, meaning, and fulfillment in society. And it creates a successful societal structure. A successful societal structure is where people recognize that I need you and you need me and we're a team and we can give to one another and we appreciate that I'm incomplete without you, you're incomplete without me, and we have what to give one another and lo magia li klo. Rav Finkelman, in his intro to this book, writes that somebody actually went to Aram Feldman Shlita, who's the current Rosh Yeshiva of Ner Yisrael, and she was in Shidduchim, and she asked him, what midah should I work on now when I'm in Shidduchim? Which is none of you, right? Anyway, what midah should anyone work on at any time? And he said, she told Rabbi Finkelman that Rabbi Feldman said, work on Hakara HaTov, because that is the foundation good midah of all other midos. So he called, he wanted to verify it for his book, so he called up Rabbi Feldman to ask him if that's really what he said, and he said, I don't remember, but I could have, because it certainly is true. It is the foundation, it is changing who you are as a person. And then something fascinating happened. I said, you know what, I want to share one story from this book. Hashem opened me to the right story. Now this store owner, when I was talking to him, told me the following. which is just such a sad reflection on our Jewish community. He has a lot of like teens who are having a hard time working behind his counter, and he'll say to them, you're going to get a lot of bad attitude. Just know, as painful as you feel your life is, other people are also feeling that they're in a lot of pain, and you just have to excuse it because they're in pain. And that's what he tells his employees so that they don't get upset that people are nasty to them. So I said, let me find the right story. And I opened up to this story, which really debunked that theory that pain is an excuse not to be thankful. And he quotes here Lieutenant Birnbaum, A Soldier's Story, which is written by Rabbi Meir Birnbaum, Zichrona Lebracha. I had the zechus when I was in seminary over 25 years ago to hear him speak. He used to go from seminary to seminary and tell his story. He was a soldier in World War II, and he was a Yiddish-speaking soldier who was there and available on site when the camps were liberated. And he was very, very involved in helping concentration camp survivors post the Holocaust. And if you could only imagine how traumatic that was for an American boy who knew that it could have been him to then walk in and be helping concentration camp survivors. And in fact, I heard him speak twice, and each time he spoke, he cried again. That's how powerful it was. So he writes, the gratitude of the Sheres HaPleita, the refugees, for what we were trying to do for them was boundless. One day, two young girls presented me with, quote-unquote, Ishmura matzah as a token of their appreciation. It was long past Pesach, and their matzos bore little resemblance to matzos of any kind. But I did not fully succeed in holding back my tears when they gave me this precious gift. I have always been puzzled by the survivors' feelings of gratitude. Both then and many years later, everything we were able to do was a drop in the bucket in relation to what they had suffered. And no greater Mesiras Nefesh was required on our part. Pain is not an excuse to be an ingrate. Not an excuse to be an ingrate. But a powerful lesson. So whenever I'm looking to understand Amida Tova or Amida Ra'a, I very often will turn to Rav Dessler, because I find that the Miktav Eliyahu is really ma'od yisodi in understanding midos and avodas Hashem and how we should relate to them and how we can understand them. And he talks a lot about Makar Satov in Chelek Gimel, and he discusses lack of Makar Satov or understanding being Kafoy Tov from two parshas ago, so when I first gave this year, it was more relevant, Esav, who we know excelled in which mitzvah? Somebody? Kibud Avaim. He excelled in honoring his parents. And he said, Esav's giving was coming from a selfish place. It was given from a calculated root of what can I gain personally. He calls this nitina l'shem kabbalah, which means I give to you because I want to receive. Says Rav Dessler that when you do something for your own love of self, you actually might even give with more precision because you have calculated how well you should do it so that you can be gratified as much as possible by doing the giving. And that's an ingrate. An ingrate will give, but only when they can benefit. And he compares it to anyone who flatters a lot or overpays their employees because they want more. And he compares it to the feudal system in Europe, which we learned about in American, in European history, if you remember the feudal system. And in Yiddish lore, the lord of the feudal system is called, anyone know? If you've read old Mishalim from the Dubnu Magid or anything like that. He's called a Paritz. But he's the feudal lord. He says the feudal lord would be very, very generous holiday time to all his subjects, to all his underlings, basically so that he could step on them very nicely for the rest of the year. So he'd always give little gifts in that time of year here and there, but it was really just so that he could use them and abuse them and mistreat them and continue to do it. Like, just to, like, give the donkey a little bone so he'll keep serving you. And that is an ingrate. And the ingrate says, Hakol Magia. I deserve everything. So again, Modet means I thank you, but a thankful person admits Lo Magia Lichlom. I think Rabbi Nachman says that. Lo Magia Lichlom or Lo Magia Lichlom. Nothing is coming to me. It's not coming to me. So that the chesed of an Esav is the chesed of a notel, of a taker, who says, I want the brachot for my father, I want his money, I want his legacy, I want his wealth, so I'm going to be nice to him. That is not the Jewish hoda'ah. And he says, the Jewish hoda'ah comes from the understanding that I can never repay anybody for what they do for me or anything for what they do for me. But at least what can I do? I can be makir. Lakir means to... anybody?
Recognize.
I can recognize. I can see that I got something. That something came to me. And he quotes the Gemara of Bava Kamma. It's a famous Gemara that says, Bor sheshasiz mimenu mayim, al tizrok l'tocho tror. If there is a pit that you drank water from, don't throw a rock in it. Later on, he's going to discuss, and that's what I'm going to hand out, Moshe Rabbeinu not being allowed to hit the Yaor, not being allowed to hit the river, Moshe Rabbeinu not being allowed to hit the land because they both saved his life. But this concept of having Hakar Hatov to something inanimate is teaching us something profound about what Hakar Hatov is. It's not about their feeling, because inanimate things don't feel. Hakarat HaTov is about making yourself a thankful person. Making yourself a person who perceives thanks. And we live in a world where the message is, go for it, it's yours. Hakol Magia. You can have it all. Hakol Magiali. It's all mine. And it affects our own Jewish community, which is so sad because we are Yehudim. We are Yehudim. And our name Yehudim, it might be later in my notes in Rav Dessler, but our name Yehudim is Milashon Yehuda. And Yehuda got his name from his mother, Leah, which is next week's Parsha. Or this week's Parsha. It's this week's Parsha. And so we're all in the Parshiot. And Leah has a fourth son. And she says, Hashem natata li yoter michalki. You gave me more than I deserve. I now have, moving Shimon, maybe Yehuda. Right. I now have double what the maidservants have, and I'll have double my sister if she has two, because everybody knew that there would always be 12. I have 1/3 of the Shvatim, and there are 4 wives. I now have Yoter Michalki. I have more than my portion. I have more than what I was allotted. So that inherent in Leah's naming her son was, I didn't deserve this. Not only am I thanking you, I'm admitting both are happening at the same time. I thank you, Hashem, and I'm admitting I got something I didn't deserve. I didn't have to have it. It lo haya magia li. I didn't have to have it. That's Leah and that's Yehudim.
Medrash Rabbah says about Leah that there was no one that thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu until Leah named her son Yehuda. And many of the Mepharshim ask, what does that mean? When Avram and Sarah had Yitzchak, they didn't thank Hashem? You know what Leah did that nobody else did yet? She put it in
words,
not even words, but what did she make it? She made her thanks a name. She made her thanks her son's name. But every time she would call him Yehuda, come home now, she would be remembering that thing. She perpetuated it. And from all the Shvatim, our kings come from him. Our kings come from the one who we call Yehuda. And we, as a people, are named Yehudim. We are Jews. We lashon to be modem, to be thankful, to admit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I need you. I need you. I need you, and I need others. And we're going to read it inside in a minute. But Rav Dessler quotes a Chazal, and he says, Katsot b'Chazal. And I looked it up in the Congregantia with my husband, and I also looked it up in Google, and I also looked it up in the back of Rav Dessler, and we can't find the Chazal, which is very interesting. But he says it's a Chazal. And it's a true statement either way. Kol ha-kofer b'tilbasol shel chaveiro, levasof kofer b'tilbasol shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you are going to deny the good of your friend, you know who you will deny the good of? God Almighty himself. That is a natural progression. A person who is not makir tov doesn't see the good that others do for him and does not see the good that others, that God does for them. And you'll never see any of the good. So that a thankful person, libo yitmaleh ha'karah ha'tov mishum etzem ha'ovda shekibel, will just be filled with joy and happiness because I got, because I received, and you didn't have to do anything. I was sharing this with a friend of mine whose husband is a very prominent doctor in our neighborhood. And she said to me, well, this is really not true because we get gifts all the time from patients. And I said, you know what, I'm married to a rabbi, we also get gifts all the time. But the examples I started with, and most of you were in here when I started, one was from a store owner and one was from a service provider in the neighborhood. And I said to her, I think the nikudah that I understand from what propelled me to prepare a shiur on Hakarat HaTov is that if we pay somebody for something, then we don't have to be thankful. Because we paid them. So magiali, because I paid. Right? I paid. It's common. You all know this. We go into a bagel store, we go into a pizza store, and it's not ever one of us, but it's somebody right in front of us who just says, give me. Or I want, or that one, thank you. Right? You picture that? You see it. It's happening, right? I walked into the Hallmark store in our neighborhood, and it's a lovely Indian guy behind the counter who spends 2 hours praying every morning. And I was on the phone with my husband when I came into the store, and I said to him, excuse me, sweetheart, I have to pay. I'll call you right back. And he looked at me and he said, you notice that I'm here? What a big chilul Hashem. A huge chilul Hashem. If that's the way a guy working in a Jewish neighborhood feels. Horrible. And then he started telling me how people treat him. I want to start a campaign. You know, people give me, have stickered me with the thank you Hashem thing. Thank you everybody. Thank you anybody. Thank you Shemagiali. Again, the true Makir Tov It doesn't matter if the person, right? The person was holding the door for themselves or their mother, but you went through it, you still say, thank you. So don't calculate they didn't expend any effort for you. Don't calculate I gave them money. Don't calculate they helped me by accident. Ani kibalti biglal ze. Shelo magia li klum v'ani kibalti. I wasn't deserving anything and I got it. As ani tzricha lagir. I must be somebody who recognizes that there was tov shani kibalti. Tov shani kibalti. That's Lea Imenu. Natata li yoter michelki. You gave me something I didn't deserve. Why, Hashem? Why, Hashem, yesterday morning when the weather was horrible and I was running late, did you give me the spot right in front of the school? Thank you so much that I lived that kind of life of thankfulness. And again, going back to what we started with when we quoted Rabbi Finkelman, it creates a productive and happy society. It creates a society of people who get along and people who are thankful to one another and people who recognize that I need you and you need me, and that's Klal Yisrael. That's who we need to be. That's the kind of people that we are. So that I don't need to know if I'm obligated or not. I said all these cards already. Oh, this is a great line if you can understand and appreciate Rav Dessler. I'm just going to write it the way he writes it. Where's that chalk? I had so much fun with the chalk. Is there an eraser? Yitiva, ze, mida, tova, shetmuna, begaava. Being a taker is quote unquote a good mida that is hidden in what good mida? Haughtiness. Good. He's being facetious over here. He's being sarcastic. Being a taker, being somebody who doesn't have, it's really just a little mita that's hidden inside of a big bad mita, which is being full of yourself. And that's what the taker is. The taker is somebody who is full of themselves, and Hashem says, there's no room for both of us in this world. Like, if you're full of yourself and I created the world, then where are we going to put me and you and you and me? It's really the truth. So the first place I need to go is that I am standing every morning and I wake up and I open my eyes and I can breathe and I can walk and I'm healthy. Thank you, Hashem. That kind of attitude of gratitude makes us successful people in life. And Rav Dessler says, this is why Hashem created everybody with chesronot. With chesronot. In fact, one of our best brachos is Borei Nefashos Rabos Chesronot. You created everybody, and what did you give them? Chesronot. What are chesronot? Everybody. Anybody know? We should all be saying this bracha. You gave us lacks. Not lacks like relax. You gave us things that we are lacking. You gave us things that we are lacking. And we say this bracha after we eat food. Because Hashem made us that we need food. We need food. And when we get food, we should appreciate that Hashem gave us. There are people starving in the world. There are people starving just probably two corners away from here. And Hashem gave us lacks. It just sounds weird. Hashem gave us chesronot so that we would realize we need Him, and we would realize that we need others. Yeshayahu HaNavi says, Ish Esrayehu Ya'azoru. One person who has a friend, you know what you can do for each other? Ya'azoru. Ezra is help. there is always something that one person can do for another. There's always something. I have something that I can give you. You have something that you can give me. That's a healthy, successful relationship. That certainly is a healthy, successful of the primal relationship in the world, which is the number one relationship in the world, which is husband and wife. That's how it works well. I need you, and you need me. We complete one another. And if we're only going into a marriage from the perspective of I need and I want 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 and I want, that's going to create disaster. Recognize that I have what he can use, he has what I can use. I'm saying it wrong. And together we're going to make it work. And that's bonus fun. That's all of us all the time in our microcosm and macrocosm of our family. My aunt who lives up north in the Galil Tachton, in a little tiny place called Mitzvah Shaya. Has anyone heard of it? No. There are three American families there. But they also do donkey rides. So some people in Sikori, right across on the other mountain. That is the other cup. This is the cup I chose. Did you think that was the cup I was going to choose?
What?
Did you think? This one was too small. This one was too big. This one was just right.
It's the cup you usually drink from.
Yeah. Oh, okay, thank you. Where did you find all those cups?
Where the cups are.
In this great big building, there's a place of where the cups are.
Yeah, a place where the cups are.
So she said, Israel, the state of Israel is one big dysfunctional family. It's true. But we're a family, but we have dysfunction. Functional families get along. Okay? Functional families get along. And the way they get along is that our differences is what makes us complete. Because you are a farmer and I am a doctor and we need farmers and doctors. And I need to eat and you need to be well. So that we can work together. And that, b'chesronan, this is the way we work well. And this is the way families work well. That my kohos can help your kohos come to their best kohos. So I did not have to make enough copies, I don't think. And I need one for myself. My apologies. It's very deep Hebrew. But you're sitting close enough to one another that you could possibly share. And then you can help each other by sharing. That you would want to do that kind of help. There are definitely enough that there can be one between every two girls. And this is Rav Dessler and Sasha. There should be one between every two girls, but then you should be sitting closer to each other. Yeah. Thank you. This is Rav Dessler. And he talks about Haregesh Mashpia Al Tamido. Our feelings influence the way we act. Good morning, we knew that too, right? Our feelings influence the way we act. A great foundation, umekif, that's all encompassing in the kofos hanefesh, in the power of a person's soul, is explained to us with this. Kol midot hanefesh mushbab v'nifla'ot al yedei haregesh. All of our midos, the way we act, our manners, come from our influence and are activated through our emotions. We wake up on the wrong side of bed. Well, the midos we will have that morning might just affect that. The lo rak al yedei haseichel, and it's not just our intellect that guides how we behave. So we all know that. Lachem im ein anu makirim tovah ledomein shenanenu mimena. If we don't recognize the goodness that something inanimate did that we enjoyed. An example I like to give when I talk about being thankful to something inanimate in our world, I host a lot of people over Pesach, and when I put away my food processor, I said to it, thank you very much. You did a very good job. You fed a lot of people. You made a lot of people happy. And you know, I remember, I don't think you do, my grandmother made potato kugel using a grater. Can anybody even picture that? Anybody? I don't know. I tried helping her once and I got bloody knuckles. I'm very thankful I have a food processor. It makes it a much easier experience. Okay? So if you can, if you don't appreciate the good of the inanimate thing, if we disparage it and we make fun of it and we don't treat it nicely, okay, we're supposed to treat even inanimate things nicely, which, by the way, applies a lot to clothing. That clothing, the Gemara calls mechavdai, it's what honors me, so I should treat my clothing nicely. Nivga haregesh, your feelings are impacted. If you kick the garbage can, right? Your feelings are impacted by what you did. You became somebody who kicks garbage cans. Because your feelings don't just respond to the laws of what makes sense. So that your feelings are influenced by what happens. And the regesh shel balat midat hachesed, and the feelings of somebody who is a balat chesed, that wants to always give to others, asir todah, is tied to being thankful to anybody that gives them good. The person who wants to be a giver, when they get good, it's like, I have to be thankful. Because why did you give to me? Like, that was so nice. Even something inanimate. This is the rule. If I make my feelings become an ungrateful person and I become angry, and my midah is affected. So the example that he's using here is Moshe hitting the ground or the Nile. And if Moshe would hit it, and that's what he's going to say, if Moshe would have hit the Nile River, that action would have made him feel like somebody who hit something that saved his life, and that would cause him to become an ungrateful person. It would arouse the midah of ungratefulness. And that's horrible. That's horrible. But our mind can look far distances, like a wise person who sees what will come in the future. We look at this example of hitting the river, and we see the purpose of it. Moshe Rabbeinu could have said, let me hit the river. It's going to be a huge Kiddush Hashem. God's going to do something amazing. That's what the Seicha will say. The eyes just see hitting. This is what I just told you. The fact is that my emotions are going to be affected by my hitting the Nana River. It would have affected Moshe Rabbeinu's Mida of Hakar Satov. It would have made him less of a Makir Tov if he would have hit the Nile. This Mida is such an important Mida that is a kli. It's a vessel. It's a tool that I need to serve Hashem. To serve Hashem, I need to be a Makir Tov. Why? And this is the final point, which is such a very, very strong point. Lachain tzarich ha'adam la'asot kol hishtadlut lirchosh midazu b'shleimut. The person must put in all efforts, lirchosh, what's rechosh? Does anyone know what rechosh is?
Property.
To own this midah completely. A person needs to work hard to become a thankful person. This is an important midah. This is something to work on hard. I have to tell you an amazing story that happened to me last spring, and maybe you all might want to do this as well. I was meeting with a woman who heads Torah Masorah, is a big chinuch institution in America, and she heads all Beis Yaakov schools in the tri-state area and even beyond. She's responsible for them. She's not the head of them, but she's the liaison for Torah Masorah with them. And I was telling her, we were talking about teaching and teachers, and she was talking about this whole teaching crisis that we don't have enough women who want to be teachers, young women, anymore. And I said to her, you know which teacher you have to have the most hakaras hatov to? Anyone want to guess what I said? Anybody want to guess? Which teacher should you have the most hakaras hatov to? Think like a makir tov. Yes?
Your mother.
Well, but I said a teacher. But your mother is your teacher, right? But yes, you should have the most. I call up my mother on my birthday and I say, happy birthing day. You became a mommy today. Thank you so much. Only oldest can do that, by the way. But that's a zuchus that I can. She became a mommy when I was born. But she birthed. Anybody can say happy birthing day, like you birthed me today. Thank you so much. But teacher. Most thankful to. Nobody else wants to guess? Either you called it kindergarten or pre-1A. Is there any other option? For the grade before first. What did you call it? Pre-1A? Kindergarten? Yes? Hello? Everybody went there? Everybody had that year? Okay, in my school, we learned to read Aleph Beis in pre-1A. In some schools, you learn in first grade. So whichever teacher that is the one you should have the most hakaras hatov to. Do you know why? Because you can daven and you can learn Torah because they taught you how to read Lashon HaKodesh. And I said, you know, I am looking for my pre-1A mora. I would love to thank her. Her name was Rachel Malka Jacobson. She got married the year she was my mora. I don't know her married name. And she said, actually, she's my sister-in-law's sister-in-law. I'll get you her number. And I called her. And I said, Emora Rachel Malka, I want you to know that I am teaching Torah to women all over the world, and all over America, or all over New York at least, but I do go in other places in the world. And you taught me how to read. Like, what a gift. Have you ever met an adult Jewish person who can't read Hebrew? Do you know what a gift we have that we can? Do you know how hard it is to learn how to read a Baal Tshuva, to learn to read a new language that looks nothing like English as an adult? Me'od me'od kasha. Me'od me'od kasha. What a gift. I was a madricha on Jerusalem Fellowships, which was a program that ended once Birthright started. It was a Kiruv program for Eishet Torah, and I want to get back to my Mechat Liel in a second. And for the first time, I was with secular Jewish young adults who were like my age. And somebody asked me who came first, David or Abraham. Ah, right? Do you know that I called up my parents and I said, thank you? You said your mother, right? Thank you. You spent thousands of dollars, right? Jewish tuition, yeshiva tuition. Thank you so much. Thank you that you gave me the education. Thank you that I know. A person has to try kol hishtadlut lerchosh midah zeh b'shleimut. Try so hard to own this midah. Why? Ki al yada yilmad lahakir gdulat chasdav yitbarach in kol habriyah. Because only through this will you learn how to recognize the greatness of what God does for creation. That God is constantly doing good for us. If you've ever read or heard of the writings of Rabbi Victor Miller, he talks about the banana. The banana, for anyone who's eating on the fly and on the run, is an incredibly nutritious food that gives energy. It's a bracha beyond, that's not what he says, but I'm telling you that. And our heart needs potassium. And he says, a person, and this is a person who was really makir tov from everything, right? He says, thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem, that when the banana is not yet good for us, it's an unappetizing green. And when it's good for us, it's a sunshiny, happy, 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 happy yellow. And when it's not good for us, achi brown. So that a person who is makir tov in others will see the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in kol ha-bria, the kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in creation. Shemechadish betuvo b'chol yom ma'aseh bereishis, that every day Hashem is being mechadish to him. And the chesed in how he made things. Why did he make watermelon so delicious? There's chesed in so much. There's a fantastic bracha. I hope to be still coming to Stern College at Chodesh Nisan, that you're really only supposed to say in Chodesh Nisan. Anyone know what it's called?
Birchat Ha'ilanot.
Birchat Ha'ilanot. It's the bracha on the trees. And you're supposed to say it specifically at the time of year. I wonder what they do in South Africa, because it's generally supposed to be in Chodesh Nisan, but the time of year when the trees are budding, which in upper hemisphere countries is springtime, which is Pesach time, which is Nisan. And when fruit trees are budding, when you see the bud on a fruit tree, and the bracha is, Borei ilanos yafos, Hashem made beautiful trees. Do you know why? Lehanot bahem bnei adam. So people could enjoy. That is why Hashem made beautiful trees. He could have just made trees ugly, and we could just eat like snakes, we could just eat dirt. Hashem didn't just give us nutritious food. What did he do? He made it yummy. And he made it look good. And he made it look delicious. And he made his world beautiful. And he made more colors in fish, flowers, and butterflies than a painter could imagine. Fish, flowers, butterflies, and birds. Think about it. The colors. Fish, flowers, butterflies, and birds. Amazing. That if you are makir tov, you'll see the chesed of Hashem Yisbarach v'kol ha-briah, va'al yadav yidbak v'kodesh baruch hu. And through that, you will become, everybody knows what devek is. Devek is glue. Right? You'll stick to Hashem. Through that, you will stick to Hashem. The amount that you are davuk to Hashem, yuchal le'enot miziv shinato ba'olam haba. And if you're clinging to Hashem, if you're close to Hashem, you'll be able to enjoy olam haba, where after 120 years, we all have the same destination. And Amruv Razal, the Chazal said, kol ha'kofer b'tavaso shachavero, the person who does not appreciate the good of his friend, l'vasof kofer b'tavaso shachadosh baruch hu. In the end, he will not appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'kvar hibanu al zevir mori v'chami, Rabbi Nachum Zev Zatzalmi Kelm. And we already quoted in this context my teacher and father-in-law, who was Rabbi Nachum Zev Kelm, whose father was the Alter Mikelm. Shehakarat tova v'adam v'HaKadosh Baruch Hu shorash achad hein. That recognizing the good in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and people, it's one root. You are a person who is makir tov. And if your akar satov has a gam, which means it is injured, l'chaveru lo yakir gam chastav shalakarish baruch hu, you will not recognize the chesed of Hashem, ulevasof lo'olam haba, and in the end you will not have anything to do in olam haba because you won't know Hashem. Yachzeru lo hakelim, you will be missing the tools, which is midah akar satov. To be close to Hashem. A person who is not a makir tov
But he basically said, you know, the if then will not, if you don't appreciate your friends, you will not appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you will not be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you will have nothing to do in Olam Haba. You won't appreciate being there. It means nothing to you. It means nothing to you because you don't need Hashem. A Jew wakes up in the morning and says, Mota ani l'falecha. I'm alive, thank you. That's a Jew. That's a Yehudi. That's who we are. As we're moving forward in the time of year where the theme of Hanukkah is l'hodot l'havel, to be a thankful person, to be a person who admits that I need others, this is something that is a yisod that I would like to make much more loud and popular in our Jewish people. That we should have hearts that are open to love and to give and to share and to know how to receive and receive graciously and with thanks. And we should all give to one another in the most productive and happiest and celebrating love and friendship and goodness in all Yisrael ways possible. Thank you so very much, and Hatzlacha with your studying and tests, and thank you for listening to me, and I hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had you take my message, and if you know a way to popularize it, please share it with me, because I'd like to get it out there. And somebody said, came up to me after I gave the shiur last week to the ladies in my shul, and she said, maybe we should have all the kids write thank you letters to the shop owners on Central Avenue, like do an activity like that, which is so sweet, and recommend this book, Less Than a Day. Come and look at it and write it down if you like it. And Rafa and Afafa, and good night and a happy kiss late.